No doubt about it. Non-smokers are winning the war. The country is far down the road towards society where smoking is banned in restaurants, offices, theatres, all the places where non-smokers gather. Non-smokers are now a growing majority as millions of Americans abandon the habit or decide not to start. Even a decade ago, few people would have predicted a public health victory of such magnitude against a substance as habit-forming as tobacco. Yet the victory is not complete. Some 53 million Americans have not surrendered. They continue to smoke. Do they have any rights that should be protected? Yes. As long as smoking is legal, they have the right to smoke, even if that means risking their own health. But they do not have the right to put the health of non-smokers at risk. In 1986, the Surgeon General stated that smoke in the area threatens the health of non-smokers, which makes it necessary to limit the right to smoke to places where it does not endanger other people. That's where the trouble starts. It should be possible for offices and commercial establishments to provide separate, well-ventilated smoking areas. But in many places, smokers are practically being forced to stop, even where smoking areas can easily be provided. Some companies won't hire smokers, and many more forbid smoking anywhere in their buildings. Some non-smokers seem to enjoy treating smokers with a self-righteous rudeness that even many people who have given up the habit find offensive. That simply won't do. Some companies justify total bans on smoking by saying they just want to keep their employees healthy. Then, why not require employees to stop drinking, eat a good breakfast, exercise regularly, and go to bed early? The risks of smoking should not be made little of. And by all means, let's protect non-smokers from pollution. But there are limits on how far business or anybody else can go to prevent smoking. For their own good, smokers should stop smoking, but the most effective pressure is probably the example provided by the vast majority of people who do not smoke.